bloody hell is this?
Oh boy, oh boy.
It can't be.
Footy Mythbusters.
Well, today we're getting on one of the superstars of the game, one of the superstars of the Tigers. He's a triple best and fairest player at the Richmond Footy Club. He's a premiership player at the Richmond Football Club. When he was at the Richmond Football Club, JB, he was the best looking player at the Richmond Football Club. He was the best dressed player at the Richmond Football Club. He was the one that went to all the social activity, but he could back it up on the field. Yep. He was an absolute superstar.
And you used to just follow him everywhere.
No, not really. I didn't go to the same places that he went, but his name is Jeff Raines. He's well known, of course. He's one of the stars. We welcome you, Rainsy. Good afternoon.
Well, thanks for that introduction, VT.
Any of it false, Rainsy?
Oh, totally, mate. Well, one thing you didn't follow me, you had your own pack, mate.
Oh, you've got a fair bit of cheek about him. But now, listen, Rainsy, you're in the middle of an incredible patch of trading and stuff between Collingwood and Richmond. We're here at the game today at the MCG, and we just wanted to get you on to find out what happened. And there's been a lot of talk over the history of the clubs about why you actually left Richmond in the first place. We know it was linked to Rioli in a loose sort of way. You were in the prime of your career. You were the best centreman in the competition. And all of a sudden, you end up at Collingwood, the arch enemy. Well, what actually happened?
Well, I suppose briefly, BT, it wasn't really Morris. I mean, I respected Morris. He was a fantastic player, and I brought him in from WA, your state, mate, and I went to Graham Richmond at the time after the 82 season, and I was aware that Morris was getting a hell of a lot more money than me, and the indication was that we pay interstate players more than local players, and I said, well, I think that's a bit rich. And GR stood, as you know, stood pretty firm to his word and wouldn't budge, and so a guy called Oberyn Pirak, who was sort of an associate, good mate, he put his feelers out, and Collingwood came up with a significant offer. And I did go back to Graham and the board and try and see where they stood, and they wouldn't move. So left me no option, unfortunately. And I was struggling a little bit with the team in 82, the way it was coached and bits and pieces with Berkey. I mean, I love Berkey as a player, but I struggled with him as a coach. And so two and two together, mate. It was too good to refuse to go to Collingwood.
Gee, it was amazing, amazing story at the time. Big news at the time.
Well, best and fairest in 78, 80, 81.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. At Richmond, of course.
Yeah. So the interstate thing, that is true, though, Rainsy. To get a guy to leave his state and leave his family and friends and have to move interstate is obviously worth more than paying. I think you're a local kid from their zone, weren't you, Rainsy?
Well, I was from Swan Hill. Yeah, exactly. Swan Hill, but I thought I'd serve my apprenticeship, BT. That was the point.
And I think
John Anderson made a good comment in the Herald Sun. I'm actually in Queensland at the moment. It's sunning myself, BT. It's about 25 degrees up here.
There's been one for a tan.
What do you wear when you walk down the beach, Rainsy?
Oh, no, you got to wear the board shorts these days. The budgie smugglers, they don't wear anymore. But, exactly. So, I missed the point. I just got off the point with Queensland.
So then take us to the next stage. So you leave and you go to Collingwood, and then we're called into Collingwood, and I was there at this particular time, and we're asked to, I think from memory, was it a 25% salary reduction for every player on the list, or 30% or something?
Yeah, and I've spoken to Eddie McGuire about this. I'd actually just re-signed. I'd had 3 years at Collingwood, and the first probably 18 months was injury prone, and that was disappointing. And I found some form in the latter half of the 18-month, the three-year contract. And Richmond had knocked on the door and wanted me to come back. And I said, no, Collingwood have done the right thing. I haven't really totally repaid them yet. So I signed a new deal with Collingwood. And unbeknownst to me, they knew that they were going to present this 25% pay cut to all the players. But I'd signed a contract only 2 weeks before. I thought it was very, very underhanded and unprofessional. Yeah. And Eddie said, that's just not acceptable.
Rainsy, at that meeting, because I was there as well, and I'd not been there long as well, and I wasn't told about that either, and all of a sudden you're losing 25% of your cut. It's a big whack. And they did say to us at the time, I don't know whether you remember, they did say, we will endeavour to pay you back once successful times come.
I can't remember that, BT. I just found it very, very underhanded that you signed me two weeks before, and that, you know, Richmond were knocking on the door, and I could have gone back to Richmond, but I didn't want to do that. I wanted to repay Collingwood, and yeah, unfortunately, BT, I had, and then quickly over to Essendon, I had three clubs within about 3 years, like a merry-go-round. And then Brisbane knock on the door 1 year. I had a really bad year at Essendon and wanted to retire. So, mate, it happened very, very quickly.
Yeah. An amazing story that you think, to think that, you know, a Dustin Martin now or someone of that ilk would be in that situation now. Well, that's the situation that Rangey was
in. I think that's what I was alluding to with John Anderson. John Anderson said you'd think that Richmond, well, what they did with Dustin Martin, would find the extra money to keep me there at the time. And then that would have been the preferable alternative. But as life goes on, mate, that's the way it panned out.
How was the Brisbane Bears, mate, for 3 years?
Brisbane Bears was, is that Billy, is it?
Yeah, mate.
Yeah, Billy, it was pretty tough work, the old Brisbane Bears. But
which was your best nightclub, Rainsy? Because you were
I was too old. I was too old in, well, we used to go to Melba's on the Gold Coast, of course.
Yeah. No, but in Melbourne, in Melbourne when you're in
Melbourne
your prime.
The Chevron days were very memorable. my wife's in the background preparing lunch, so she can't hear that. But Chevron days were good.
Chevron.
Jeff, was it Lou Richards who dubbed you the pretty boy?
Yes, it was. It was Louie. Yep.
Pretty boy, right.
Did that sit comfortably with you?
Look, you have to wear the nicknames, don't you? But, geez, I used to cop a fair bit on the footy field with it. But anyway, that's the way it goes.
It sat very comfortably with it.
1982, Rainsy, mark of the year against Fitzroy out on the wing.
Did you win a car? Yeah, I won hopefully getting the Brock Commodore, but we had to trade it in for the family sedan, mate, because we just had our first child, so I was a bit disappointed with that.
Because you were a bit of a sports car man, and you're a bit like Dermot, actually. You liked all the toys, didn't you?
Well, actually, Dermy, I then went into a Mazda RX-7. He bought the RX-7 off me, Dermy, when he was a young lad.
Rainsy, I remember years and years ago, I reckon the show hadn't been on long, the early stages of the footy show, you came on and you were sitting next to Sam Newman, and he turned to you at the end of the interview, as only Sam can, and he said, you're on pretty good terms with yourself, Rainsy, which I thought was interesting, given Sam's on very good terms with himself.
Well, there you go. What could I say to Sam?
A lot.
Not a lot. Anyway.
Very good, Rainsy. Look, for those that don't know, and a lot of young kids listening to us now, you know, wouldn't know about that particular area, but this guy was an absolute superstar of the competition. Yep. Triple best and fairest winner at Richmond, and he was the best centreman in the country.
Balanced, neat, never went to ground, beautiful skills.
Long kicker. Forwards loved him because he just kicked it. He just didn't kick it long. Yep. He kicked it long to advantage.
Didn't have a left foot, though, BT.
Oh, that's all right.
Didn't need it, Rainsy. Hey, well done. James. Thanks very much for jumping on, mate. We really appreciate it.
Lovely talking to you.
Superstar, that man.